Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and each and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Here is some listener feedback from Apple Podcasts. This feedback comes from Super Bugged. 5 stars. Best podcast. We're off to a good start. Let's continue. Dan Bain, where are you? Please come back and melodically mumble me to sleep. I need more of your stories, which are by far my favorite way to be gently mumbled to slumberland. Well, thank you very much, Superbugged, for your kind words. As for where am I? I'm in my house. My apologies for, I guess this is about the between season break, where I took a break from recording the podcast to move house and produce a large-scale piece of outdoor theatre. So that's where I was then. But now I am. Now I'm back. I would also like to acknowledge your excellent use of alliteration in this review. I give your review 5 golden stars. Friends, if you would like to have your feedback or review featured on the podcast, do feel free to rate or review wherever you found this. I'm most likely to find it myself, though, if you leave it on Apple Podcasts. You could do that probably tomorrow. And you could follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 2, Episode 4, Gossip About People You Don't Know. Oh my God, did you hear about Steve? You know how he got in that accident? when that person banged in to the rear of his car. I heard that his car didn't have a current warrant of fitness, and his insurance refused to cover it. But then he went home to Briar and told her that it did. So now he has to pay for the repair in secret. Not only that, he can't make enough money by doing overtime at the sauce factory. So he's taken to gambling. He plays the slot machines. He reckons he's got a system. He reckons he's worked out the algorithm. He reckons he knows one secret that casino operators hate but can do nothing about. But he hasn't made the money yet, so maybe that's not true. Everyone thinks that if Briar finds out, she's going to leave him because he's done this kind of thing before, where he tries to solve a problem before anyone finds out about it, but instead makes it worse. In trying to not get in trouble for failing to get his car warranted, he's going to make it even worse and get in more trouble when the truth is uncovered. I know. I can't believe it either. Did you hear about Joanne? Oh my God. I heard that she was at the supermarket and she filled her trolley up with salty snacks and sugary beverages. And then when Simone saw her at the checkout, she pretended it wasn't her trolley, and she just walked away from it and left it there and said she'd just come to the supermarket to buy some vitamin water. When when in actual fact, she'd come to buy snacks. Oh no, don't get me wrong, I'm not gossiping about her love of snacks. That's fine. You're allowed to love a snack. And you're allowed to love as many snacks as you like. You're an adult. And so is she. Eat as much or as little as you like. As healthily or unhealthily as you please. We only get one life. You do you. Boo. What I think is gossip worthy, though, is the deceit and the hypocrisy. Also, some poor supermarket staff member of the supermarket staff, an employee, probably a junior employee, will have to restock the shelves, and let me tell you, they'll be spending a lot of time in the confectionery aisle, because there was a lot of confectionery inside that abandoned supermarket trolley. It's a trolley because it happened in New Zealand. If this happened in America, it would be a shopping cart. Michael keeps saying that he didn't see Susan when they were at the party, and that's why he didn't talk to her. He says the party was very busy. It was popping, he says. It was going off, he says. There was a ruckus in process, he says. And it's not his fault that he didn't see Susan. But Susan says that party was not very good and was underattended. So the chances of someone not seeing someone else who was there are very unlikely. She thinks he's deliberately not talking to her. But Jody thinks that that's fair enough, because after all, they did just break up, and maybe he just wants to get on with it and not spend his time living in the past. But Susan will hear none of that. How hard, she says, is it to just be polite? I'm not asking for him to hang out all night. I'm just saying we spent 2 years together. Maybe he could take 2 seconds to acknowledge that I exist. Oh my God, did you hear that at that same party, Jasmine swallowed Renee's earring? That's right, by accident, not deliberately. I don't want to start a rumor that she's an earring eater. What happened was, Jasmine was nibbling in a suggestive way around her earlobe, and then somehow swallowed her earring. Oh, there was quite the fuss, you might well say. There was a to-do about it. I think she's written it off, though, and isn't expecting a recovery effort to be made. I guess they were just cheap earrings, but imagine if they weren't, or if they held some sort of emotional significance. Interesting fact, Amanda, no, not short blonde Amanda, the other Amanda, you know, yeah, with the nose piercing, that I think it suits her, to be honest. Anyway, did you know that she has not passed any of her exams? None of them. I mean, why would you think that is? It's easy to go, oh, she probably didn't go to the classes, or maybe something was going on in her life that distracted her. Maybe some large life-changing event occurred, and instead of applying for compassionate consideration or some other dispensation, she just decided to muscle up and push on through. Maybe the financial pressure of having to work a part-time job was too exhausting, and she was unable to put in the time required. Or maybe her lectures were scheduled for the same time that she was rostered on to be a short order fry cook at a local Mexican restaurant. You might think these are all good reasons, but here's the fact. She attended all her classes and does not have a part-time job or a trauma. Her parents are really rich, and she is happy. It turns out she's just stupid, and the work is too hard. She just got things wrong. Now that I say it out loud, I feel kind of bad for her. But then again, she is always huffing paint. So maybe it is her fault. I understand that has a deleterious effect on intelligence. Everyone's been saying that Alistair only got that part in the play because the director thinks he's cute. But I heard that it's not as simple as that. I heard it's because the director had a dream. And in the dream, Alistair wasn't in the role, and the theater burned down, and he had this dream every night for 6 nights. And on the final night, the 7th night, the dream he had featured Alistair in the main role. And in that dream, the theatre did not burn down, but here's the thing that gives me the chills. Up to that point, I heard the director had never met Alistair. Doesn't that just make your hair stand on end? Oh my goodness. Imagine being that director and the guy from your dream walks into the audition room. I mean, what if they were bad? Surely you still have to give them the part. Otherwise, you might be responsible for the entire theatre burning down. But it's a conundrum. How do I know this story? Because I am that director. What have I been up to? Oh, nothing much. I've just been living my life vicariously, finding out the details, both sordid and delightful, of other people's lives, and living my own life vicariously through them. That was Season 2, Episode 4, Gossip About People You Don't Know. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus Co. and presented and created by me, Dan Bain. Follow the show wherever you can. But until next time, good night. Sleep tight.